7.
And his name shall be called Wonderful, and he is Counselor. He knows everything. The mighty God, he can do anything, anything. Nothing is impossible.
Thank you.
See the stars, I 64.
Thank you.
134.
Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul.
Oh.
About something that I think everyone here who is at the Lord's table has a problem with. And I think perhaps even everybody who is a Christian, you maybe have the same trouble when you pray, or maybe when you're trying to think about some hymn or something. But one of Satan's most successful schemes is to bring blasphemous, maybe impure thoughts to our minds. Just when we're ready to remember the Lord and His death. And it can distract us. And where do these thoughts come from? And they can bother us. But what the Lord Jesus has asked us to do, and I'm going to ask some questions, and if you can answer, then we won't read the verses. Otherwise, it might take longer. In 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23, the Lord has asked us to do something. Two things He's asked us to do there. He says, I want you to fill in the word. This do in remembrance of me. And as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do
show
the Lord's death. So He wants us to remember Him, and He wants us to show the Lord's death. When we take the emblems, we are showing the Lord's death. When we think about what the Lord has done for us, that's remembering. To remember what He's done. And sometimes there's different themes in the meeting on Lord's Day morning. There might be the obedience of Christ, or the holiness of Christ, or the sinlessness of Christ, or the sufferings of Christ, or the atonement, or the blood of Christ, or the love of Christ. And there's all these different things, and sometimes they're all blended together, and you can't quite follow what the theme is. But the Lord Jesus takes these thoughts, or the Spirit of God takes these thoughts, and even the sisters, you have thoughts, and you have verses that you're thinking of, and what you enjoy, and the Spirit of God can take those thoughts and put them together with the verses that have been read by some brothers, and the hymns that have been sung, and the prayers that have been offered, and it's blended all together, and it's offered to God as a sweet-smelling savor. Our worship gives glory to the Lord Jesus. And when that sweet-smelling savor goes up to God, God is glorified through His Son, Jesus Christ. That's the reason you are here on the earth, to glorify the Lord Jesus. But Satan has a problem with that. Satan has a problem when the Lord Jesus is given the glory, and he hates that glory to go to Jesus. So he likes to bring some thoughts to your mind that distract you. They may be abominable thoughts, or they may be just everyday thoughts, that maybe there's no sin involved in the thoughts, but he wants to distract you from remembering the Lord. And so sometimes Satan, he's trying to get us to feel like if we take the emblems, we're going to eat and drink damnation to ourselves. Because Satan hates the Lord Jesus. And he wants to distract your mind. And he wants to drag you down and make you follow those thoughts. But we can have victory over those thoughts. What are we to do when we have these thoughts? How do we overcome them? There's another verse in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 27. Neither give place to the devil. Don't give place to the devil. When the devil gives those thoughts to you, don't give place to those thoughts. Satan wants to defile your mind, so you cannot be obedient to remember the Lord. Yes, you may take the emblems, but he wants you to remember the Lord, to think about the Lord Jesus. And the Lord Jesus said, "Remember me." And Satan wants you to disobey the Lord. And he wants to corrupt your worship and to put doubts in your mind. So, we need to prepare ourselves before we go to the meeting so that we're ready to come into the Lord's presence. And I don't want you to think that I'm immune from having distracting thoughts. These thoughts affect each and every one. Maybe it's not an impure thought that affects you, but there are thoughts that distract you. And I want to encourage you. Do not listen to Satan. Sometimes it's Satan that brings these thoughts before us. Sometimes it's just our flesh. Maybe we've been involved in things during the week and just our flesh. And Satan likes to use our flesh to bring these thoughts to our minds to distract us. And so the verse says, do not give place to the devil. We need to chase these thoughts away and to think about the sufferings of the Lord Jesus. Maybe you're being distracted by some thoughts. Well, chase that thought away. Think about the Lord Jesus. Maybe reread a hymn that we've already sung, or some verses that we've already read, or maybe something that you've been thinking of. You can enjoy thoughts from those verses and help to chase away those thoughts that are disturbing our worship. Just don't let Satan get an advantage. I want to read some verses in Genesis 15. And this is when Abraham was going to Genesis 15, verse 9. These are some verses that about Abraham. He was going to offer up a sacrifice, an offering of worship to God. And so God said to Abraham, take me an heifer of 3 years old, and a she-goat of 3 years old, and a ram of 3 years old, and a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. And he took them. Abraham took unto him all these, and divided them in the midst. And he laid each piece one against another. But the birds divided he not. He just cut them open and just laid them open. He didn't divide them, separate them. And when the fowls came down upon the carcasses, Abram drove them away. See, Abraham had this sacrifice, this offering to God. It was a burnt offering. It was going to bring a sweet-smelling savor to God. And the vultures came down. They were going to try to take that offering and destroy it. And so they were trying to distract Abram from his worship. And that's like the fowls or the vultures, these birds, they are like our thoughts. Satan brings thoughts to our minds to steal away our worship, to corrupt our thoughts and disrupt our worship, and to disrupt our worship and our praise and our thanksgiving. That's what the Lord wants from you. He wants the glory. He wants you to give him glory. Give him thoughts of praise and thanksgiving. Worship the Lord in holiness. God will punish Satan for bringing these defiling thoughts to your minds. but you can have victory over them. And God has a special reward, I believe, for you, for not allowing that temptation that Satan puts in your mind, for allowing you to sin. It's not a sin to have thoughts, but it's a sin to follow those thoughts. And you'll have a special reward for not allowing Satan to tempt you with those thoughts. Chase those thoughts away like Abram. He chased the birds away from his sacrifice. He wanted that sacrifice only for the Lord. So don't let Satan or any of your thoughts distract you from worshiping the Lord and to remember him in his death. Now let's go to 1 Corinthians 11:28, and we'll look at some ways to prepare our hearts before we come into the presence of the Lord. And Matthew 11:28, before I read that verse, one thing that will help control our thoughts when we come into the Lord's presence to remember him in his death, it will help if we read our Bibles, maybe during the week, not just Saturday night, but read our Bibles during the week and have times of prayer at different times. And then meditate and think about some of the things you read. And then you'll have something in your heart. So when you come to the Lord's table, when you come to remember the Lord, that you'll have something there to think about and something that will be mixed with the worship and sent up to the Lord. 1 Corinthians 11:28, let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. We heard about that, let a man examine himself today, so we won't speak too much about it. But daily we need to examine ourselves and to judge ourselves so that we would not be judged of God. Otherwise, the verses go on to say that we may become physically or spiritually weak or sick, and sometimes there may be death that would come in, and if we do not examine and judge ourselves. So I want you to understand that examine doesn't mean to delete the history off your computer so nobody can see what you're looking at. Those pictures that go into your mind, that can be a source of thoughts for you and distractions. Because those pictures open your mind to the demons to come in that will come back and haunt you during the times of your prayers and your worship. On another level, there may be a brother or sister in the room that you don't really like. They've done something and you just can't forgive them. And it's every time you see them, thoughts of bitterness in your soul come up, and that can disturb your worship. You need to examine yourself. And if you find any wicked way in yourself, confess it and forsake it, and you will have mercy. Examine, when we examine ourselves, what does that mean? To look at ourselves, and if we find something that has caused us to do a little sin, we need to find out what caused that? What was the root of that? What brought me to the point where I did that? And search your heart, search your soul, find out where those thoughts came from. And there's other distracting thoughts too. Maybe they aren't immoral, maybe they are. But remember that movie you watched Saturday night. That can be a source of distractions on Lord's Day morning. Or that business deal that you're getting close to closing, and there's just a few more details, and that occupies your thoughts on your mind. Or your school studies and the exams you're going to write pretty soon. Or the book you just read. Or maybe you're going to be having the gospel meeting that night, and you're thinking thoughts of what you're going to preach on. And all these different things. They're not necessarily bad things, but there's just thoughts that come to our minds to distract our worship. Most importantly, what is needed for us to overcome our distracting thoughts is that we need to spend time with Christ during the week. And if we're going to have thoughts of worship and of praise and of thanksgiving that will blend together with the thoughts of all those others who are worshiping the Lord, we need to be occupied with Christ ourselves. And you won't realize how much one person who is in a bad state, how your condition and state is going to affect the whole assembly. You think, oh, I'm just one person. Nobody even knows what I'm thinking. Nobody even knows what I've done. But it does affect, because that has a bad effect on the whole worship that goes up to God. Let's pray. Our God and Father, we just give thanks for our time together this evening. We just think of these thoughts that come in and distract us at times.